course, you've been hearing it throughout this week on in our news report. But the Rock Hill School District Superintendent, Dr. Tommy Smalzy, has announced he is retiring from the school district effective Friday, January the 31st. And we are excited to have Dr. Tommy Smalzy joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Morning, Ashley. Good morning, Lucas.
I do want to say, Dr. Smalzy, you have always come before these microphones, no matter what was going on in the community, in the school district. And publicly, we just always want to say thank you.
Yeah.
Some people in your position will always be here when great things are happening. And sometimes when maybe, you know, you get some rocky seas, then they're never heard from again. So we just always appreciate you being willing and always swinging by these microphones. When we reached out to you, you were like, absolutely, sure, I'll come on in. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, I think partnerships go both ways, right? In the good and the bad. And so I appreciate all you've done for our school district. This is one of the main ways we push out information. And so I owe it to you to give you the good and the bad. Unfortunately, sometimes there is bad.
So Dr. Smalzy, walk us through how we got to this point where you announced your retirement effective tomorrow, Friday, January the 31st.
Yeah, 32 years in education. So we'll start with that. And wow, it makes you sound old when you say it that way. I might have to say it louder for my colleagues that are my age so they can turn up their hearing aids and hear me. Yeah, it was a decision that my family and I, we've been thinking about this for a couple of years. This has always kind of been part of the plan. I don't want to get morbid, but a lot of times when I talk with people that are my mentors, they've always told me, you know, no one says, I wish I was at work one more day on their deathbed. You know, I was with family, you know, doing things I enjoy and love. So I really took that to heart, and I have great health. My mind is still sharp. And so I'm thinking this is probably time. So in that decision-making process, I said, well, when would I notify the board that I'm going to retire at the end of this year? There's always some struggle with that because you're a lame duck, you're however you term that, once you put that out there. And so I had a conversation with our board chair and said, you know, my desire is to retire at the end of this year. And then they met as a board and they had a different timetable. They're like, well, if you're leaving, we might have a bigger runway to do a national search, bring in an interim. And sometimes there's some trouble when you have that overlap of leadership. So they said it's probably best for us as a district if you'd consider that earlier. And so that's how that came about.
During the school board meeting on Tuesday, they did call for an audit of the finances, an independent audit of the finances within the Rock Hill School District. That was a unanimous vote by everyone on the board.
Right.
So people taking in that information and hearing that the superintendent is leaving, some might just say nothing to see here. Others might say, this is kind of odd. How do you address that? How should people interpret that?
Yeah, no connection at all to that. James Burns actually called for an analysis. And what he's looking for is, as you know, we went through a whole RIF process, which is really tough on an organization. And when you look at a RIF and that process, you're looking at programs, you're looking at positions. And so finance is one part of that. Other is how you operate. And so we did a heavy look at how we operate. Streamlined the district office, you know, the top level. My executive cabinet went from 13 members down to 4. And the reason that happened is I felt if we're looking at cutting positions and possibly programs, I have to do the same with my team as well. And those are tough conversations. Now, most everybody landed on their feet in a different position, some at a lower pay rate. Others chose different options. And so part of that then, the other side is finance. And so when you're moving positions, when you're moving programs, there's this shell game that goes on. And I don't mean that in a deceptive way. It's just you're moving money from this pile to this pile. So what Mr. Burns wanted to do is take a heavy, deep dive look from an outside source into, is there a better way we can use our funds to support the mission moving forward? It's a whole different organization now. We have 17, 18 people that had offices in the district office. Now that will be in schools serving classrooms like as a teacher part of the day. And so it's a whole different mindset. So he wanted to take another look financially through that.
Well, and you also have a new school board because we just had an election in November. Mm-hmm. You also have programs that y'all are looking at keeping, not keeping, which was a huge part of the meeting on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. And I guess going into a new transition, the more transparent you can be, especially for parents in the district mm-hmm. as well.
Correct.
This is big business. I think you just said 16,000 students, over 2,300 faculty and staff with right. well over 20 schools.
Correct. It's
so
a big ship.
Transparency is key.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, it's a refresh. I think it's a good time to do that. The analysis is going to help us, too, casting in the future. We're looking at a building plan as far as looking at what our buildings need at this time. A lot of our buildings were built in 1947. I feel I'm old, but that's even older than that. So it's a comprehensive look at how we're spending taxpayer money, and I think it's a great thing.
When you look at the numbers, and Ashley just said, 16,000 students along those lines, parents want to know, is the district being left in good hands? How should parents interpret your retirement?
Yeah.
And it seemed to happen so quickly
yeah.
in a matter of a couple of days. How should parents in the Rock Hill School District take in that information?
Yeah, and I'd caution people, there's no conspiracy theory. I've had friends come up on the street, and it's nothing like that. This has been in my plan for years. 30 years is a long time, and I went over that. And so there's no interpretation between the two. As far as being in good hands, the interim is Dr. John Jones, and I cannot think of a better human being. And I know a lot of people, and John Jones is probably the most dedicated, passionate, caring leader that I've had the pleasure of working with. And so in the interim, I think we're in great hands. What happens after that, I have no control over. Obviously, the board will select a great person, and we can attract great people here in Rock Hill. So to those parents, I'm proud of the work we've done. We looked at morale when I first got here and where morale is now. That's my bailiwick. I'm a heart leader. Detail stuff and in the weeds with specific things on how a school bus might operate, that's not me. And so casting vision and leading with my heart is what I've done the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great foundation to build off of whomever comes and whatever their style is.
So what does the future hold for Dr. Tommy Smalzy? So a year from now, when we check in with you, what are you going to be doing?
Yeah, great question. I think, again, skill set I have is coaching, and I don't mean that in the athletic sense or I'm across the board. A lot of volunteer work. I think I need to give back. There's so many organizations that helped me on this trip of the last 32 years, so I need to give back. I feel that. That's a duty that I have. So coaching people is really what makes me smile about this next journey, this next chapter. So I'm getting into that realm on how to executive coach. I'll be working with some great individuals that have worked in school districts around the country and publishing with them. So it's a lot of writing. It's a lot of back to my English days. A lot of research on what is the best way to handle kids in class as far as taking them from A to B. And then also how to work with the leaders that support what happens in the classroom.
So will you still be in the area? I know your wife is also part of the school district. So will y'all still stay
here
in town?
Mm-hmm. We'll still be here. Great. Yep.
Tommy, when Rock Hill is looking for their next superintendent, what kind of qualities should that person have to be successful in the role that you've also had for, the last 3 years?
Yeah, correct.
What are the attributes that will make for a successful superintendent?
Yeah, what I've learned early is the number one rule in leadership is be true to your style. And so I beg whoever comes after me, if the board hires you, be that person that was in the interview room. Don't bait and switch. Don't look for specific things that you think the board wants to hear. Just be yourself, because everybody can see through fake leaders. And so I think attributes that are needed here, you have to have a good grasp on a diversity set, right? Yeah, our students, the dichotomy that we have is you have some very well-prepared students, and then you have students that, unfortunately, as they were born, they had different things that they had to deal with. Lack of support or transitions from community to community. I've talked to one student the other day. He moved 18 times his high school career. And so when you're dealing with a student population like that, there's not one size fits all. So the next leader should be aware of that and say, okay, how can we serve all these kids the way they need to be served? How can we support teachers that are coming from, you know, non-traditional settings, coming from a workplace into this classroom? They need a lot of support. We have an amazing group of international teachers that takes support too. And so I guess just eyes wide open. There's some cookie cutter communities where unfortunately you don't have to be a diverse set leader. You could kind of mail it in these communities. Here you can't. You have to be present. You have to be approachable. So those are another two sets of qualities I think is important.
Well, you've made an imprint in the Rock Hill School District, and you'll be part of history when they look back and celebrate the superintendents within the Rock Hill School District. Dr. Tommy Smalsey, again, the current superintendent for the Rock Hill School District, but he is set to retire on Friday, January the 31st. Dr. Smalsey, as always, sir, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you.